Hello, is Eric, is Eric there?
Who is this?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I also ask your age?
39.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you so much. And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use a number between
10.
0 and 10. Okay.
10.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I would say neither.
Well, we have 4 options here. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
I guess I would say somewhat approve then.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? We also have the same 4 options.
I somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to write on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one,
okay.
The first issue is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
I'd say a 9.
Thank you so much. Next one, working to end the war in Gaza.
I would say 0.
Okay, thank you. Next one, reducing crime and violence.
I would say a 7.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
I would say a 10.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next one, banning TikTok.
I would say a 0.
Okay, thank you. Next one, making college more affordable.
I would say a 9.
Thank you so much. Next one, creating more affordable housing.
5.
Okay, thank you. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Probably a 7.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, do you believe that the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And you answer that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does it make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm still motivated.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means you feel very cold. And 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. Also, if you have no opinion or if you have not heard about this person or organization, you can let me know. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
I would say a 5.
Between 0 to 100?
5.
Okay, 5. Thank you so much. Next one, Mike Johnson.
I would say a 15.
15, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
40.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, TikTok.
50.
50, thank you. Next one, Hakeem Jeffries.
Let's say 40.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Elon Musk.
10.
Thank you. Next one, Meta / Facebook.
0.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
40.
Okay, thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? This is an open question.
My top priority is for Donald Trump to not be president ever again.
I'm sorry, the line was breaking up a little bit. Would you mind repeating your answer, please?
My number one priority is for Donald Trump to never be president again.
Okay. Okay, let me just take notes about your answer. One moment. Trump to be president again.
Because I think he's a threat to America.
Okay, thank you. Let me just add that information. It's a threat. Okay. Thank you for your answer. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
On what scale?
Oh, sure. Sorry. The options are a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all.
A great deal.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or our society, or more of a threat?
I think it could be both.
Okay. Well, we have four options here. We have much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, or much more a threat.
I would say somewhat more of a threat.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of the regulation of tech companies is about right?
They should be more regulated.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The options are China, the U.S. government, North Korea, a foreign tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, Russia, or big U.S. companies?
I have to pick which one's the biggest threat?
Yes, which of those options do you think is the biggest threat for your personal data online?
The U.S. government.
Okay, thank you so much. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? The options we have here is multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all. So the first one is Facebook.
I would say multiple times a month.
Okay, thank you. Next one, TikTok.
Never.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Instagram.
Never.
Thank you. Next one, X or Twitter.
Maybe once a month.
Okay, thank you. And last one, YouTube.
I use YouTube every day.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say multiple times a day or about once a day?
Probably multiple times a day.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. And the options we have is strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And just for you to know, we are a couple of questions to go. So the first statement says, Meta plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next one, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And next one, TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into law? The options are yes, a lot, yes. Yes, a little, or yes, a lot?
A lot.
Okay, Thank you. And now I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose that this law? The options are strongly support, strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? The options are much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote against, much more likely to vote against.
I'm neither. I'm not more or less likely.
Okay, so would you say no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. And what do you think was Congress primary motivation behind banning TikTok? So I'm going to read the list of possible options. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. They think TikTok is about influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are playing politics. Or they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors.
I think they're worried about China spying on citizens.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information of what's going on in your community? And please tell me all that may apply. Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, music and entertainment sites, talk or news radio, cable TV such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, print newspapers or magazines, new websites or apps, local TV news, national evening network TV news such as ABC, TBS, or NBC, YouTube, or none of the above.
I get news from all of those sources.
Oh, you said all of them?
Yep.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. And the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
The last what?
Yes, what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 or years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.